Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right. Well, we are now live and on air. As you can tell, our show time is going to be very limited today. I have run into a spiritual emergency for a client and need to take care of this. So what we're going to do is we're going to have just enough time to take one caller, listen to a little bit of our music here on Psychic Talk Radio, and then we're going to have our full show next Friday for Psychic Talk Radio. So give me one moment. I'm getting into the queue, and I will see which callers we have, and I will handpick which caller we have randomly. And now I'm going to try and get into this queue. As you can probably tell, I'm also having a little bit of technical difficulty today with my internet, as it is not really working very properly. So please be patient, and I will be right with you. All right, and I should be able to get my switchboard refreshed now. Which it looks like it's working so far. All right, and I'm back into my switchboard. All right, the first thing I'm going to do is bring on our co-host, Lolita. And hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, hon. How are you?
Doing great. As I was trying to inform. Huh?
It's good to be on the show. I haven't done a show in a long time.
Well, it's great to have you here, as always, you know. We're only going to do one caller. We're going to listen to a little bit of music today. We're cutting it a little short because I've had a little bit of an emergency with a client of mine that needs to be taken care of right away. So we're going to do a shorter show.
Are you have the chat room open? Because I'm already getting, I think metamorphosis is can't get on chat and I can't get on chat.
All right, I'm opening up the chat room now. And we have one caller waiting in the queue, so I'll bring you on shortly.
Yes, don't hang up. Please be patient.
All right, the queue should be opening up pretty shortly here. All right, and apparently the queue should be on momentarily. All right, well, while we're waiting on the chat room to open, I'm going to go ahead and take our caller for today. Our caller is by area code 562. Hello, caller. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, how may I help you?
I would like to see, actually, what do you see that I need to focus on? Or I just have so much going on, and I didn't know which question to ask.
Okay. The first thing that I feel we need to focus on is your financial stability, okay? Your career, your job, that stuff. I'm feeling that you have something right now, but it's not panning out very well. And I am seeing a new job, a new career opportunity stepping in pretty soon for you that's not only going to pay you better, but also appreciate you more and see they're going to know the amount of work and effort that you put into what you do, okay? And I feel that this is a new place where you're going to be able to move up and up and up the ladder, okay? I feel that you're going to be brought in to the new place doing sort of the same work that you're doing now, but it's on a little bit higher of a level. I guess the name attached to it is going to be a little bit higher for you, okay?
Okay.
So the current job, what's going on there that's been so chaotic?
I don't know about chaotic. It's pretty much I'm pretty much stuck on neutral with the job. I've
mm-hmm.
been there for 23 years. And
okay.
I'm pretty much bored of what I'm doing. But besides that, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm seeing something new coming in for you. And I know the new, it's going to be similar to what you're doing now, but it's going to be so much better, and it's going to be so much more rewarding, because the term that came out with it is rewarding.
Okay. Is this
mm-hmm.
fairly new, I mean, soon?
It should be in the next, give me a minute, I'm pulling up the timeline. Wow. Okay. 4 to 5 weeks.
Wow. Okay. And I'm going to assume this opportunity is going to come to me.
Yes. I believe that you're going to become aware of the opportunity as it's going to be presented to you.
Okay.
So it might be a friend that refers you, hey, I found out about this great place. Or you might just be overhearing a conversation at work by two other people. But somehow it is going to come to you, yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
by
the way, I know that you've been struggling with a situation in your love life lately.
Wow.
Okay. And I know that this individual really hasn't put the foot forward that he really should have by now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's been very flaky. He also seems to be somewhat aggressive from time to time over the phone, like he's abrasive or just frustrated in some fashion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to give up hope because
mm-hmm.
I do feel like he's going to finally make that foot forward. He is finally going to come about and do the right thing. Because he does truly have these emotions and feelings for you. He's just trying to get accustomed to it.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. I just didn't want to ask because I was afraid to hear anything different.
I understand.
Thank you.
Can I just give
yeah.
you a little suggestion also?
Yes.
When you're going through life as far as not knowing like what's really important, you got a lot going on in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's just best sometimes to sit back and, you know, really do some meditation. And honestly, Adam, if you don't have a mentor or anything in that aspect, Adam offers a great like monthly package.
Oh, yeah.
You get a session once a week. He teaches you how to ground and, you know, and just teaches you how to manifest great things. And it's really reasonable. That's like my only suggestion because when you're at a place when you have a lot of things going on, you can't handle everything. You only can handle what's really important. Like, you know, if you have work and a relationship and family, it's all about learning how to ground yourself every single day where all of that doesn't really impact you. Does that make sense? So
100%.
If you don't have like a mentor, Adam's my mentor for a whole year, to be quite honest. And, you know, he's really taught me a whole lot. And I suggest finding one, whether it be him or not, and just learn on how to deal with every single day challenges and know, like he'll teach you how to know when everything does come together, you know, and learning how to think from your heart and not your head and know that this gentleman will come into your life when it's really good for you. And
mm-hmm.
just understand when you got a lot going on, you're going to attract a lot of stuff that way. So really it comes to your life. It comes to you, not about that man, not about that job, not about family. The bottom line is how you take care of yourself, how you work in a spiritual way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and definitely I'm logging on to your website right now.
Oh,
okay, cool. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Well, just give me a call. My contact information's on the Contact Us page, okay?
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a beautiful, wonderful day.
You too.
No problem. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you, Lolita.
Well, no, thank you. I mean, it's, you know, it's all about really, I think a lot of people don't have good mentors. And, you know, I was there at one point, and you know that. And if we get back to that certain point, like I was just, you know, at right now recently. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's our control at the end of the day to a certain level. But I think we allow everything to bombard us where there's no balance. It's like being a mommy. You can correct me if I'm wrong. We think, you know, being married and having children, but we want to have kids have 5-6 different hobbies. There's a point where you got to say no and have some type of balance. If not, you're just going to have a chaotic life. You know what I mean? And I just think people need to say no and have that sense of like self-worth and respecting themselves and valuing their time. But anyway, no thank you to that. You're a great mentor, and if people don't know, I will constantly mention it to anyone that comes on the air, and I have a feeling when someone doesn't have a mentor, so I always sort of put it out there because it's necessary. You know, there's a lot of people out here that charge a lot of money, and honestly, for what you do, it's pennies. If people can't invest in a gym or monthly massage and a monthly spiritual aspect until they get where they're at, then they really don't respect themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They really don't love themselves. But I have a question from the chat line. Just Marjorie. Her name is just Marjorie, and she was wondering if she sees him marrying or having kids with Howard. Well, that's her question. She wants to know if she's going to be married with Howard and having kids.
Okay.
I guess.
Here. I see two children, and I do get a confirmation that there is a marriage with Howard. Okay. Now, I have a question for her. Who's the little girl around her?
I'm waiting for her to chat on that here.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to just talk to, like, a woman to woman out there to Marjorie. You never say either marriage or having kids. You want the best. So always choose the best for yourself. Choose marriage. You know, do it the right way, everything will come in the flow. That's just my point, my viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for her to answer. No little girl, she says.
Okay. I'm seeing a little girl around her. So the first child she might have is going to be a little girl. The second child, I can't tell whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, but there is a little girl that just keep on dancing around her in circles. And when I see this, the thing I think of is ashes, ashes, we all fall down, that little preschool song. And I'm feeling like there's a spirit of a little girl just waiting to be her daughter. And this is the little girl that's going to be hers. This is going to be her child, her God-given gift. Okay.
Wow. Well, that's great.
Mhm. Yeah.
Fabulous.
All right. Well.
She's asking. It's got to be with Howard if that's the question, right? She say, "Is it with Howard?"
Okay, well, I did say that I feel there will be a marriage with Howard, so I assume it would be him.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome.
I hope that answered your question, Marjorie. All right.
Yes, thank you, Marjorie, for your chat room questions. And I am going to go ahead and end the show. As I did state in the beginning, we are doing a very short show this time around, having a little bit of technical difficulties with my internet, and I have a emergency with a client that needs to be addressed pretty quickly here. So,
Hold on. Angel, she said thank you. If Angel 11 is still on the show, can you put your question really quick? She had a question, too, really quick. Hold on, I'll take it out of.
Yeah.
Let me know if you want the question answered, Angel.
It looks like she's typing.
Okay. Oh, you get to see. Boy, Adam on call.
Yeah.
I tell you. You're the best.
Cool.
You leave the show and on call.
All right, Angel, if you are still out there, Angel 11, and you have a question for the show, please post your question now.
Can you see her typing?
It shows that she's typing.
Okay.
All right.
I cannot wait.
See if you've got anything on your end.
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. I may not just be having a technical issue on my end. It might be Blog Talk today.
Okay. Well,
okay, because she types and then the typing symbol goes away and nothing comes up in the board.
Okay. Angel, if you want to go to the website and post your question, we can he can address it from that way through email. So we'll be glad to do it that way if you want. Or
yeah.
You can check us out next Friday. We'll probably do another show throughout the week, you guys. But sorry for the emergency tonight.
Yes. Do apologize for the emergency. We will be back on Friday again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in order to do our full show. However, we may post periodically throughout this week a second or third show. So please stay tuned and just keep updated with your subscription.
Okay, the question
came in.
Came in. She wants to know if she sees her and her fiancé going separate ways. We're hanging on a thread.
All right, I am actually seeing that going separate ways. I don't like telling bad information or bad news, but I have to tell you the truth either way, and I do feel like it is going to be going the separate ways here.
Okay. All right, Adam.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And once more, we're going to go ahead and end the show quite a bit early today, but please stay tuned throughout the week, and we may have a second show before next Friday. Thank you. Good night. Namaste.
Good night. Namaste.